Civility in discussing political affiliation was a pleasant surprise at this summer's North Wildwood Beach Writers Conference. An amiable, aspiring novelist there pegged me correctly when we chatted. "I'm more on the liberal side," he said, after I mentioned that a few years back I wrote a book about abortion from a newfound pro-life perspective. Developing a conservative point of view on this and other issues occurred in me progressively. During my first decade as a voter in the 1970s, I leaned liberal. Maybe it was an emotional response to the second wave women's movement. What 20-something female did not want to be part of a sisterhood that demanded employment opportunities equal to those of men's? Marching to the women's lib beat was just fine with me, until I worked as a secretary for a liber who was all about equal rights, hers and hers alone. Recognizing that some people don't practice what they profess is always disappointing. By the 1980s, various voices in news irritated me. Some were condescending, especially those touting a woman's right to choose. Other reporting featured hostile undertones when referring to politically active Christians. These snotty references to people of faith were offensive to many, including me. After I acquired a taste for reading nonfiction in the 1990s, I realized that my reservations were not unfounded. I read the groundbreaking book, The Culture of Disbelief, How American Law and Politics Trivialize Religious Devotion by Yale law professor Stephen L. Carter. It confirmed what I suspected about hostility toward religion in the United States. Then I moved on to the media. Emmy Award-winning journalist Bernard Goldberg's gutsy book, Bias, a CBS Insider Exposes How the Media Distort the News, made it clear to me that one-sidedness in the mainstream media was not a figment of my imagination. Finally, the book Who Really Cares? The Surprising Truth About Compassionate Conservatism by scholar Arthur C. Brooks sealed the deal on conservatism for me. Brooks' research indicates that the forces behind American charity are strong families, church attendance, earning one's own income rather than receiving welfare, and the belief that individuals, not government, offer the best solution to social ills. These authors unknowingly validated my conservatism. Other writers continue to sustain my convictions.